Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope everybody enjoyed the time off and had a happy holidays.
Yeah. We got the A-team up first committee of the new year. Ready to go.
Some of us can't let go of Christmas.
Yeah. That's right.
Jody's going to be the first one to get money this year, in the new year.
Actually, I'm just early for Valentine's Day with my bright red.
It's a good new year.
Are we ready, Nancy?
We are ready.
Good morning, everybody. We are at the given hour for the Bids and Purchases Committee, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019 at 8:30 in the given place. I want to welcome everybody for coming out this morning. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the December 3rd, 2018 meeting.
Make amendment to approve.
So move.
Motion,
yeah.
Amendment to approve.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the December 3rd, 2018 meeting. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, a call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carried. Second item on the agenda is public comments. Is there anybody in the audience who has anything to say on any particular topic in particular? I would say we have at least one. Mr. Cunane, good to see you. Happy New Year.
I noticed we're going to spend some money on self-contained breathing apparatus. We also noticed that they comply with the National Fire Protection Association standard, which is excellent because it's a gold standard. It's used internationally. Even though they're based in Massachusetts, people from all over the world use their standards. And it's the right place. It's the right place to go when you're looking for a standard, but it's also the right place for our staffing standard. And a lot of the things that tie together in the fire service all come back to the basic assumptions of the NFPA codes and standards that are out there. So while it's great that we're using it for our SCBAs, we also need to use it for our most important asset in fire protection, which is our people. Our staffing standards should be reaching NFPA requirements as well, because they all ties together. The size, how much air you have in those packs, is based on assumptions that you're going to have a certain amount of crew to come rescue somebody, how long you're able to go inside of a fire. It goes all the way down, if you look at their code standards, to building materials and how long they burn, the tests that are done in laboratories, sprinklers, how fast they actuate, and it's all a system. So it's great that we use it for the equipment. We also have to use it for our staffing because it does all tie together. So thank you for approval. It's obviously going to be approved, so thank you for doing that. But we need to look at it in totality as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cunane. Is there anybody else? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 3. This is the award of contract for 32 NFPA compliant self-contained breathing apparatus units. Mr. DeMora, good morning.
Good morning,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Giles, Ms. Kordoff? Okay, well,
close.
Welcome. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to turn this over to you.
Well, I think I can handle that one, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cunane described the product very well. The amount we're asking for is the bid amount was $245,206.40, and provides us 32 compliant cylinders. And if it's okay with the committee, we recommend adoption and approval.
I've got a couple of questions. One of the things that I'd like to talk about is the items, I guess they're Scott packs. Yes. That's pretty much our standard in the town. We've got many. The one thing that concerns me is the amount of each item. The amount of each item is about $7,600, $7,700. Just in doing a brief overview and looking at some of the other packs, I see where it's much less than that. And we've only got one vendor that we're looking at serving this product to the town. And where do we sit and stand with regard to product delivery from this particular vendor? I'm a guy that likes competition, so I just would like to get some feedback on that.
Happy to provide it, sir. We anticipated that question. Rick has some information as well as Chief Mixon. You want to go first, Rick?
Yes. This is a FEMA grant, 90-10 split. Our share is approximately just a little over $24,000. With the FEMA grant, it has certain solicitation requirements. We did follow those, and we sent it to Disadvantaged Business Enterprises, which was required through the grant. And we did solicit competition and try to get that competition. We only received the one grant. And I'd like to remind you that this does include the harness, backpack, the face piece, and two cylinders.
Yes, sir. And just my brief overview, I was looking at comparable units, maybe not comparable. I know we're asking for two tanks, but they range from $2,500 to $895 with the harness, the mask, the tank, and so forth. And I'd be happy to share that with you afterwards. But there's no doubt we don't want to compromise quality. And so if we're within the guidance of the grant, you know, I certainly understand. Committee?
That was thank you. That was going to be my question. Obviously, you thought of that. So on that, just to clarify, so the $245,206, really the town in terms of taxpayer money is the $24,000. The rest is coming from the FEMA grant.
Correct.
90%.
Right, 90%.
Mr. Chair,
right.
I'll be happy to make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for Reinhart Fire Services in the amount of $245,206.40 to purchase the 32 NFPA compliant SCBA units and accessory as described.
I will second that.
We have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendations as stated. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carried. Next item on the agenda is the award of contract for pine straw and mulch maintenance services. Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles.
Yes, sir. The town received bids from qualified contractors to provide the pine straw and mulch maintenance service for various locations and facilities within the town. We received three bids with the lowest responsive and responsible bid from Low Country Mulch, Inc. They are our current contractor, and they have successfully performed. Staff recommends contracting with Low Country Mulch, Inc. in the amount not to exceed $218,325 to provide the pine straw and mulch maintenance service for the town. The quantities, it's a not to exceed because the quantities may vary, which is the reason why we have the not to exceed amount.
All right, thank you, Mr. Griles. Committee?
There's one question. This seems like one of those where maybe we are able to use local providers. I'm pretty sure, but is Low Country Mulch a local provider here?
They are. Yes, they are in Mount Pleasant. Correct.
Okay, terrific. So this counts towards the ones where we're trying to use.
Correct.
Yeah.
Are they part of the local vendor partnership?
I don't think so.
Well, that's what.
No.
Oh, they ought to be.
I was going to say they ought to be.
Oh, okay. I got you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
All right. Committee?
I'll be. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to make a motion that we approve the award the contract for pine straw and mulch maintenance services to Low Country Mulch, Inc. in the amount of $218,325.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendations as stated. Is there any further discussion?
And again, it's actually the amount not to exceed that. So.
No further discussion. I'll call for the vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. So moved. Committee, is there any other business that needs to come before this committee?
No.
Mr. DeMora, Mr. Griles, Ms. Kodoff, is there any further business out of this committee?
No, sir. Thank you.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned.